you know, the Sunday, I still say that should have been vital to have had, like, say, part of the museum and talking about the old bikes, the old days, the films, on a microphone and saying, come over here, you know, young ones taking part, because you're the ones that are going to make it more interesting. I don't mean a little old man standing there and saying, hey, what hour are that? I knew George really well. I mean, younger ones, you know, stood there telling them, saying, come on, join in. And a lot of the proper bikers would have been there listening because they want to know everything about bikes when they go into these little clubs in England. And definitely the jesters and dancing and for all the families, because I'm telling you, I just couldn't believe it. There was everybody. There were all the bosses at the steam packet with their sons and children. And they were just people that I wouldn't have thought of. The bank managers there with the wives. Well, you know, everybody came down for that Sunday, so there definitely should have been more entertainment and little stalls with coconuts. They should have made it, going back in time to the TT races on Mad Sunday, it would have been absolutely brilliant. You know, somebody playing a ukulele and just all that, I think it would have been really entertaining. I think that would have really worked. And if they could concentrate on that for next year, I think it'd be lovely for everybody.
I suppose she's always been that busy every year, is it?
Only for the past, 8 years since Martin came over. Well, it was 8 years ago. Before that, previous to that, it was Yates's Wine Lodge. And it only created, I'll be honest, Martin created that corner really, because his idea, he loved bikes, pubs, always been a pubs person, so he's actually created that in a funny sort of way. And I think that he were really, you know, the painting, the art, is a proper sort of a rocker type. He isn't and he isn't really, and I think that he's created that round there really, you know, well done to him. You know, all the bikers started to go in there, so they all used to sit, when he got that bit where you could sit out, and then it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And then the actual bikers made their own entertainment by showing off, because that was where they all congregated, didn't they? So, but whereas they used to show off at the Central pub years ago, that was the main, Now everybody used to be outside the Central.
Yeah.
You know what, it's just opened again, reopened. Where there's every, you know, in the middle where the traffic lights are. You know, years ago, that used to be the main. Everybody used to stand there. Not bushes, it was in the middle of the promenade. And all around the Central, that's where everybody, and all the lads used to come along, doing their wheelies and everything. And everybody used to gather there Mad Sunday, because that was, that middle of the prom was the main part where they really showed off. And then it sort of worked its way down this area, because that closed down, and Martin's was a rock pub, you know, and all that. And that's where how it created coming down here. But years ago, when I first ever came, the main part was the middle of the promenade, and that's where they used to show off, you know. That was brilliant. Right then, that's it. You've had a cake, and that's it now.
And I've got my tea.